Luke chapter 5. Then it came to pass, when the crowd were pressing him so as to hear the word of God, and he himself was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, that he saw two boats standing by the lake. The fishermen had disembarked from them and had washed out their nets. So he went on board one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he asked him to put out to sea away from the land a little. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. Then when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out to the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." At this Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night long, but caught nothing. But at your word I will lower the net." Then they did this, and they enclosed a very large number of fish. But their net was beginning to tear, so they beckoned to their colleagues, who were in the other boat, to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so much so that they were on the point of sinking. Then when Simon Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord." For astonishment had gripped him, and all those with him, at the catch of the fish which they had taken. So too had astonishment gripped James and John, Zebedee's sons, who were companions of Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." Then they brought the boats into land, and they left everything and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in one of the towns, that there was a man infected with leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell face down and pleaded with him, and he said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can cleanse me." At this he stretched out his hand and touched him, and he said, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Then he instructed him not to tell anyone, but, he said, "Go off and show yourself to the priest, and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses prescribed, as a testimony to them." But the report about him spread all the more, and many crowds would gather to hear him, and to be cured of their infirmities by him. However, he would withdraw to the desolate places and pray. Then it came to pass, on one of those days, that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea, and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to cure them. And there were men bringing a man who was paralyzed on a bed, and they kept trying to bring him in and set him before him, but not finding a way by which they might bring him in, on account of the crowd, they went up onto the roof and lowered him, bed and all, through the tiles, in among them, in front of Jesus. And seeing their faith, he said to him, "Sir, you have been forgiven your sins." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, and they said, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But having discerned their reasonings, Jesus replied and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'You have been forgiven your sins,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I say to you, get up and pick up your bed and go to your home." And immediately he got up in their presence, and he picked up what he had been lying on, and he went away to his home, glorifying God. At this, amazement gripped them all, and they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, and they said, "We have seen wonders today." Then after these things, he went away and saw a tax collector by name of Levi sitting at the tax collection point. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he left everything and got up and followed him. Then Levi organized a big reception in his house for him, and there was a large crowd of tax collectors and others who were sitting with them. However, the Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples and said, why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners? So Jesus answered and said to them, It is not those who are in good health who need a doctor, but those who are ill. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then they said to him, Why did John's disciples fast frequently and make supplications, as those of the Pharisees do for their part, whereas yours eat and drink? He then said to them, Surely you can't make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them. But such days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then, in those days, they will fast. And he told them a parable. No one puts a patch of new cloth on an old garment, otherwise the new one will tear, and that of the new material will not be compatible with the old. And no one puts new wine in old wineskins, or else the new wine will tear the wineskins and will itself be spilt, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine needs to be put in new wineskins, so both are preserved together. And no one who has drunk old wine immediately wants new, for, he says, the old is more palatable.